everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus's ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself. Today, on this video, I have a word regarding faith. The last couple months have been just a time where I've had to stir my own faith. I've had to build my own muscle. And this word, I feel, is really to be shared. So I'm going to share some of my journey in what my conversation with the Father has taught me, to rewater some of the seed that's been in my life for a while. But, you know, we can listen to the word. We can know the word, but unless it's knowing us in the moment, it's not that live, fresh manna. And I really had to stir myself, and I'm sure that some of you maybe have had the same story, because life isn't always easy, and you have to stand in a stand of faith. You have to hold on sometimes and get it before your eyes and your ears and get it inside of you, your mouth and in your heart. And so on this video today, we're just going to be talking about faith. And so I'm going to be just kind of going off my notes and just kind of read and just kind of share some of my journaling with you that has encouraged me. And I just believe Jesus is going to encourage your heart where you might be struggling. Maybe you have fought a good fight of faith and haven't seen promises come to pass. Maybe you've been struggling with healing or callings or your children or marriages or whatever the case might be. Know that this word of God is the most precious, powerful gift that we can hold, because Jesus, who is the word, became flesh and dwells among us. So that's why we always have to have it in our heart and we have to have it in our mouth. It's so essential and it's so vital. So really just starting out and just recognizing that the Word of God has to be the final authority in our life. It has to be in our life. And it's not our experiences. It's not your pain. It's not what we're going through that is the final authority. It is the Word of God that is the final authority. People will come and have many opinions. People will come and out of emotion and say many things. But what is the word saying to you? You have to have your own I know on a promise in which you're standing in. And I have to acquire the message of Christ crucified. We have to be desperate for him. So I can't just say I'm hungry for the word, and I was hungry 2 weeks ago, I was hungry 5 years ago, and that word that I stood on, I have to be before him and before him, before me, and I have to eat and taste and see that he is good all the time, and that there is a land that's living, and no leaf withers. If my feet are planted by streams of living water, my tree of leaves will not wither. And so when we feel like I have feeble knees, or you may feel like you are going down, you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's why you don't have to lean on your own understanding of the circumstances, of the scenarios, of the opinions of man, of the fear of man, maybe the aches and pains, or what the doctor's report are saying, or what your bank account's saying, what your marriage or your children are saying. No, my feet are planted, and I gaze at him, and he gazes at me through the word. So I grow my hunger for prayer, and I start praying, and the less that the less that I pray and the less that we read the word, the less desire we will have. Many times it's like, you know, my appetite for God's word, we don't get hungry, we decrease because we're not eating. But the more you eat, the more hungry you are. So you're not just, I remember the Lord said, how you have to be full but not satisfied. So you get full, you taste and see, I'm so full, but then you get more full, and you still are insatiated with Him. You're just ravenously hungry. And that is the muscle that builds your faith. It's exciting. This is the year that we are going to arise and have more opportunities in the bride and in the body of Christ than ever before. And we have to know the word. We have to stand in a time of tribulation and when trials come our way. And no matter what is happening in the earth, we have to give an account for our belief. And if we don't have the word in our heart and in the word in our mouth, we will waver. And, you know, we will become in unbelief that fast, because we will get unsteady. Fear is right there. Doubt is right there. Unbelief is right there. Tragedy is right there. Pain is right there. And we have to give an account for what we believe in. And the way that we have an account, what is accounted under righteousness, is faith. And we account for that by speaking the word of truth. And so, no limitations on what God has promised. We put limitations on God. If you don't know His will, which is from Genesis to Revelation and Revelations to Genesis, and if we don't know His will, we will limit Him. And we get what we ask for, and we get what we believe for. And then we think we have to earn it. And then we think we have to work for it. But the faith that works by love, and that faith only works by love, or for faith without works is dead, is the working of the word. It isn't the working of our flesh. It isn't trying to strive and earn and battle it out. It isn't that if I say this 20 times, I'm going to reap it because I've been obedient in my works. No, it is the issue of the heart. Faith without the works of belief, faith without the works of not only do I believe, but I receive it by faith. So any believer can attain any blessing from God through faith in God. Any believer, there's no limits. You're a child of the God, you can, of God, the only true God. Any believer can receive the promises. They're all yes, and they're all amen. And it's the finished work of Jesus. All that was completed on a cross, all of it. And I had to repent. I have limited you, Father. I have limited you. I have limited in standing for things as a leader, standing for things in Sanctioned Love Ministries. Though the vision tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. Man, surely, isn't it? Is it definite? Infinite? There is no question. If He wrote something on your heart, you stand. And what does Ephesians say? You stand, and when there's nothing else to do, you continue to stand. I had to put my hands on my knees and say, you will not be feeble. You will stand. When there's nothing else to do, you stand. And I just went in my prayer room, knees, be strengthened. Knees, hold the weight of the call. Sometimes you got to say, why so downcast, O your soul? Look up. Where does your help come from? Well, my help, I decree, comes from the hills. Right? Who's the lifter? Put your hand and say, prophetic, this, you are the lifter of my head. I do not doubt. I'm not going to circle the mountain 1 second longer, because like the Israelites of an unbelief. Don't let wrong thinking deceive you away from faith. Man, our thoughts, man, you believe it, you start to receive it, and if it's a lie, it becomes a belief system.
Yes.
And so don't let wrong thinking, and how do you get your mind? Is by transforming the mind, Romans 12:2. Be transformed formed but not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How? With the Word. How? With sitting before the face. Prayer in its utmost basic definition is face-to-face communication. That's, you cannot be transformed without encounter. So don't be transformed. I mean, don't be conformed. Be transformed. Just knowing what this word says doesn't renew our mind. Just knowing about it doesn't renew it. I can know about, you know, climbing Mount Everest. I can know that maybe I have family members that have hiked to the base camp. I can know about it. It does nothing. It doesn't, I don't know. I've never put my feet on the soil of Everest. I've never done the work to climb. Knowing about something doesn't change my experience with it. It's got to find a place in our everyday life. The area that we struggle in, it's the area to pay attention to. That's where the enemy's going to get us. Are you anxious? Are you fearful? Are you prideful? Are you angry? Are you bitter? Maybe life has, at Rafa Restoration Place, an arm of sanctioned love, we deal with so many people that are hurting. And the key to that is what the Word says when you forgive. Forgiveness is a key. It's a word. It's alive. It releases us. You forgive them. You give unto them the release. Sometimes that's working the word. When there's no feelings attached to walk in faith. Whether it's forgiveness, doubt, unbelief. Jobs. Maybe you've lost a job. So the area that we struggle with is the area that we have to pay attention to. The enemy's going to be like right there. He seeks whom he may devour. And you just say, he may not devour me. That's working the word. When you say it back, he can't stand against the word. Everything that we need in life is found in the word. Everything. He can give you prophetic revelation and utterances out of the word that you're like, I never saw that before. I had this revelation 20 years ago about that scripture. I think I heard, it's probably been about 10 years ago now, but I heard a theologian and many commentators speak on that they have found 200 and I think somewhere around 65 understandings of each scriptures by revelation. Every scripture has at least 265 layers of revelation on it. And that's powerful that the word is just, it ever increases. It never dies. It's living. It's active. It divides between your soul and your spirit. And then it can reveal the intentions, things that we don't even know. David says, my heart is my most deceptive thing about us. So for us to go around and say, I can live on word that I learned 10 years ago, and it's not fresh manna. The Israelites couldn't do it. So what makes us think we can? It has to be alive. It has to be fresh to say, "I what revelation? This is my love story to me that you wrote. And I don't want to just sit with my husband one day a year. I don't want to just go on a date with him two times a year. I want to know him. I want to see, what do you have to say? We've talked about this before, but what would you want to say about it today? Everything we need. So we meditate on it. You have to speak to yourself this word. You have to tap into the wealth of the word and take time and study it until it becomes engrafted into your spirit. It's the incorruptible seed. And it gets engrafted. You are engrafted. So that the fruit that comes looks like you and him together. And when they look at you, they'll see Jesus. You're engrafted. They'll taste and see. They'll pick you off the tree of life and go, oh my gosh, that tastes just like the kingdom. You might not feel it. You might be discouraged. But if you can pull on the depth of who he is on the inside of you, I am telling you, That faith will work from the love that Paul talked about, that shed abroad in your heart, and it will come out on your flesh realm, and it will be like bread to the nations. Let the bread of life be broken that's broken us in our life. Be broken and commune with Him, and let others taste and see that He is so good. I bless you. Check out sanctionlove.com. We love you. Check out Rapha Restoration Place. Come to our conferences. Come find out who we are. Become a partner. We are good soil. My team, I think I have the best team in the world. Come be a part. Bless you.
For listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.